This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Of course, it's election season, although I will continue to contend that it feels like we just went through one. And we're just about to go through another one, too. But among those things, after the gubernatorial debate tonight, which you'll hear live on WGIL, about 24 hours from that, will be a forum here in town involving some candidates for Illinois House that you may be familiar with. And it's hosted by the Register Mail, among others. Tom Martin's the editor of the Register Mail and joins me here in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, Will.
Yeah, glad to have you. I'll ask you first, before we get into the meat of this forum, our question of the day on my program today has been centered around the fact that two of the four gubernatorial candidates basically weren't invited to the forum that's about to air tonight. And there are some people that say that all the candidates should be included and some
that is,
say otherwise. I imagine that's something you kind of think about, especially as you put together forums like the one here locally, right?
Yeah, yeah. We don't have the high-profile gubernatorial forums or anything like that. We do have a state forum, state representative forum coming up. So that is a sticky issue, and I'm not sure I even want to wade into it. But, I mean, you have the clear front runners there, but it feels like all the candidates probably need to be part of the process. So that's a difficult call, and I'm glad I'm not making it.
I'm totally glad, I totally get that, too. And fortunately, with this forum tomorrow night, you're not going to have to ask people about toilets or property taxes related therein, like between Pritzker and Rauner. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Yes. Yep, so, we don't have any of those questions planned.
So talk about the forum tomorrow. These are two candidates in what I think might be somewhat of a high-profile race just because of some votes the incumbent has cast in recent months, I would say.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting race. You have Noreen Hammond, the Republican incumbent, and she's challenged by John Curtis, the Democrat. They're both from Macomb. And this district, it's 93rd District. It covers the southern half of Galesburg mm-hmm. and Knox County, and then it kind of runs south to McDonough County. I think this is one of the hotly contested races. We didn't really see anybody setting up any kind of debates or forums, so we thought we'd step forward. And we reached out to Carl Sandburg College, and they agreed to host it and kind of help us get the whole thing set up.
And we're glad you invited us to broadcast it live tomorrow night, which we will be more than happy to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's late breaking news. Mm-hmm. WGIL will be there to broadcast that, and we couldn't be happier.
Do you find it's hard to explain to people, at least the way that these legislative maps have been drawn, that you have one candidate that represents a part of Galesburg and one candidate that represents another part of Galesburg? And I say that because sometimes I hear from people when, you know, legislative districts are divided like this that say, oh, I didn't know I couldn't vote for them.
Yeah, I think it's confusing to people. And having two state representatives representing Galesburg and having the dividing line down the middle, it's just north and south is not – it's not good.
No.
I don't have anything nice to say about how the districts are divided.
I don't think a lot of people do, but that's probably another discussion for another day. But for this,
it will be an issue that comes up at the forum. So,
And I alluded to the fact that the incumbent Representative Hammond kind of bucked the Republican Party in that she voted for the tax increase that got the budget impasse sort of resolved, I guess, although she did not override the gubernatorial veto of it last year. But that she's taken heat for that ever since. I imagine that's going to come up tonight.
Yeah, and she survived the primary. And so now it's hard to know how that's going to play, but you know that's going to come up. We have probably 15 to 17 questions that we're going to ask. And so we have a panel of three people who are going to ask questions. Mm-hmm. It's two Register Mail reporters, Rebecca Sesmarski and Robert Connolly. And then we also have a student from Sandburg, Robert Wolford, who will be out there. So they're going to pepper these questions. So each candidate will get the same question, except one. We have one unique question for each candidate. So it's going to go like that pretty much until for 90 minutes. And then the last 30 minutes, We're going to invite people to come up and meet the candidates.
I think that's an important thing that you're including a Sandberg student in the question of these candidates tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you. And beyond that, Sandberg students came up with seven of the questions that we have. We have 17 prepared, and we don't know that we'll get to all of them. But we had Professor Romer out at Sandberg. Yeah. She's a political science professor. Worked with some students, developed some questions, and then we worked with them. And we're glad to partner with Sandberg on this.
Not to give a head start to the candidates if for some strange reason they're listening, but what are some of the other issues that will come up tomorrow night?
Yeah, we did supply the topics. State finances obviously is going to be the big one of the big issues. We're going to ask about job creation and the economy here. Education, especially since we're out at Sandberg, and state funding of education and those kinds of programs is going to be there. And then we have a round of political issues. So basically four categories of questioning, and the political issues really run the gamut from gun control to rural farming issues and that sort of thing.
I imagine, was it difficult or was it easy to get the two to come together for this forum?
You know, they didn't squawk a bit. They were both happy to come. It appeared to, they answered the calls and agreed to come pretty quickly. So
that's great. All right. So talk about again, a little bit of how it'll be set up tomorrow night. It's kind of open to the public, correct?
It's open to the public. I know we have a seating for at least 100 people, and I'd love to see close to that come. I'd love to see people come out because it's nice to listen to it on the radio or see it on Facebook Live because mm-hmm. it'll be on registered mail, galesburg.com. But also just being there in person and being able to shake the hand of your current state rep and also see the challenger there, I think has some value.
Yeah, that last 30 minutes where the folks in the audience will get to meet one-on-one with the candidates might almost be more important than the forum itself sometimes.
I think it's a cool little thing that we try to incorporate in these. Before we move on, I'll say 7 to 9, just to remind people, Thursday at Carl Sandburg College, it's Building B and park in the B parking lot and stroll right in. There should be a seat for you and we hope to see you there.
Very good. Again, 7 to 9 tomorrow night for the forum. If you're at Sandberg, we'll air the 7 to 8:30 part here on WGIL and WGIL.com and also on Galesburg.com as well tomorrow night.
Yep. And then the next forum we have, this is the only other forum we have, actually. It's October 10th. That's next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 on the second floor of the library.
That's going to be a forum with probably the biggest local race there will be here, I think, on election night, outside of the state house races, of course.
Yeah, I mean, there are some county board races, but this is definitely the biggest race in Knox County. There's no doubt about it.
And that's the race for Knox County Sheriff.
It's a race for Knox County Sheriff. And so we've got Kip Canfield is a pretty serious challenger mm-hmm. to the incumbent, Dave Clegg. And they both had quite a lot of experience at the Galesburg Police Department. And mm-hmm. then this is the sheriff's office. So this is the person who runs the jail, runs the sheriff's department, is in charge of outside of Galesburg policing. And so they also serve warrants. They do quite a few things. And so it'll be interesting to kind of dig into that.
Interesting, too, because as I sometimes like to tell people, as much as you kind of have to declare a political party when you run for sheriff, you kind of really have to follow the law regardless of what the law says or how you feel about it.
Yeah. I mean, you have some jurisdiction over how you run the department, and maybe there could be a conservative or a liberal bent to that. But yeah, for the most part, I don't really see a lot of politics in the role of sheriff.
And that forum is a week from tonight?
It's a week from tonight. And I also want to say we're not doing this one alone either. We've got the NAACP.
That's great.
As a matter of fact, the director, the president of the NAACP, Devon Urels, he is going to moderate that forum. I'll just do introductions, and then we'll have panelists again. Brittany Grimes will join us along with the other two reporters, Robert Connolly and Rebecca Sosmarski. So we got 90 minutes of questions for that as well.
And that's 6 o'clock next Wednesday night?
Yes, 6 o'clock.
At the library?
Yep.
Okay, and we'll try to bring you that one too live here on the radio. So very good.
That sounds good.
Tom Martinetter, the Register Mail, great thanks as always.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned. Kim Komando and sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.